Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a story, a joke, or reading, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And there is a wombat for today's show, so it's a wombat show. It happened that today, where I live, was a particularly hot day. And when I saw this song, I thought, I'm going to put that one on. Love in the Hot Afternoon by Gene Watson.
From somewhere outside, I hear the street vendor cry,
"Filet gumbo."
From my window, I see him going down the street,
and he don't know
that she fell right to sleep in the damp, tangled sheets so soon. After love in the hot afternoon. Now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow. She was new to me, full of mystery. Now I know. That she's just a girl and I'm just a guy in the room. For love in the hot afternoon. We got high in the park this morning and we sat without talking. Then we came back here in the heat of the day, tired of walking. Where under her breath she hung to herself a tune. Of love in the hot afternoon. Now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow.
In the shadow.
She was new to me. That she's just a girl and I'm just a guy in the room. For love in the hot afternoon.
That was Love in the Hot Afternoon by Gene Watson. Many years ago, I was traveling in Europe on vacation and heard this song on the car radio. I didn't understand it then. I don't understand it now. It's in Italian, I think, and I liked it a lot. So I went into a record store and sang it to them. And they were able to find this record for me. I've had it ever since. Il mare ch'est estate by Fred Bongusto.
Mm-hmm. mare quest'estate non ha più il suo colore, nemmeno gli occhi tuoi, neanche gli occhi tuoi. Il sole quest'estate non mi dà più calore, nemmeno gli occhi tuoi, neanche gli occhi tuoi. Ma la notte poi ritornano gli amori che si perdono. E tu da me ritornerai come eri tu un anno fa. Il sole piano piano si perde nella sera, e non ho più paura, e non ho più paura. Sole piano piano si perde nella sera, e non ho più paura, io sento che tu m'ami, io t'amo.
Just heard Il Mare Che State by Fred Bongusto. The next song is Russians. It's sung by Julia Othmer. The original was on Sting's debut album in 1985, and he wrote the song. It's a very serious song and beautiful in its own way. So this is Russians, sung by Julia Othmer.
In Europe and America, there's a growing feeling of hysteria, conditioned to respond to all the threats and the rhetorical speeches of a Soviet. Mr. Khrushchev said we will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view. It would be such an ignorant thing to do if the Russians love their children too. How can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly toy? There is no monopoly of common sense on either side of the political fence. We share the same biology, regardless of ideology. Believe me when I say it to you, I hope the Russians love their children too. Thank you. Ideology, what might save us, me and you, is if the Russians love their children too.
That was The Russians, sung by Julia Othmer. The next song is kind of an important song. It's called Rich Men, Rich Men North of Richmond. And about a year ago, in August of 2023, this song went viral on social media and then was released commercially and went immediately to the top of the charts. The only time in history that anyone has ever gone immediately to the top of the charts, who had never had anything on the charts anywhere before. The singer-author is Christopher Anthony Lunsford. And it's called Rich Men North of Richmond. And I think it's an important song.
Well, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. People like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do. And it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, cause the rich men. I wish politicians would look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milking welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit. And it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, north of Richmond. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
Rich Men North of Richmond by Christopher Anthony Lunsford. And the next song coming up is going to be more like what I usually have on Wombat's Music. This is what I think of as earthy country music, almost in the mud. This is Jamestown Ferry by Charlie Crockett.
She just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day, January, like she said it'd be if she ever left me. A case of gone was all she carried as she got on the Jamestown Ferry. And she said that gone was all he ever be. I didn't think that she'd leave me after saying how much she'd need me. But the fact still remains, I'm sitting there all alone, missing the loving of my baby. Lord, it's about to drive me crazy. She was the sweetest piece of ever I've ever known. She just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day, January, like she said it'd be if she ever left me. A case of gone was all she carried as she got on the Jamestown Ferry. And she said that gone was all she'd ever be. As I walk through that valley of honky-tonks and bars, I remember how she'd hold me, comfort me with thought. She didn't cuss with every breath. She had a soothing southern drawl, made me feel like a man it all. She just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day, January, like she said it'd be if she ever left me.
Charlie Crockett with Jamestown Ferry. Next up is something I just ran across this week. It's The Architect by Casey Musgraves. A real nice, simple song, and I like it a lot.
Even something as small as an apple, it's simple and somehow complex. Sweet and divine, the perfect design. Can I speak to the architect? There's a canyon that cuts through the desert. Did it get there because of a flood? Was it devised, or were you surprised when you saw how grand it was? Was it thought out at all, or just paint on a wall? Is there anything that you regret? Don't understand, are there blueprints or plans? Can I speak to the architect? Sometimes I look in the mirror and wish I could make a request. Could I pray it away? Am I shapeable clay? Or is this as good as it gets? One day you're on top of the mountain, so high that you'll never come down. Then the wind at your back carries ember and ash, and it burns your whole house to the ground. Is it thought out at all, or just paint on a wall? Is there anything that you regret? I don't understand, are there blueprints or plans? Can I speak to the architect? Too broken and maybe too hard to love. I was in a weird place, then I saw the right face, and the stars and the planets lined up. Does it happen by chance? Is it all happenstance? Do we have any say in this mess? Is it too late to make some more space? Can I speak to the architect? This life that we make, is it random or fate? Can I speak to the architect? Is there an architect?
That was The Architect by Casey Musgraves, a brand new song for this show and for me. And now it's time for a surprise. It's Wombat time. Get ready. Next up is today's Wombat. I'm going to read for you a poem, The Green Eye of the Yellow God, a 1911 poem written by Milton Hayes. It's a famous example of a genre of dramatic monologue, a music hall staple in the early 20th century. The Green Eye of the Yellow God. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. He was known as Mad Karoo by the subs at Kathmandu. He was hotter than they felt inclined to tell, but for all his foolish pranks, he was worshipped in the ranks, and the colonel's daughter smiled on him as well. He had loved her all along with the passion of the strong, and that she returned his love was plain to all, for she was nearly 21, and arrangements were begun to celebrate her birthday with a ball. He wrote to ask what presents she would like from Mad Karoo. They met next day as he dismissed a squad, and jestingly she made pretense that nothing else would do but the green eye of the little yellow god. On the night before the dance, Mad Karoo seemed in a trance, and they chaffed him as they pulled at their cigars. But for once he failed to smile, and he sat alone a while, then went out into the night beneath the stars. He returned before the dawn with his shirt and tunic torn, and a gash across his temples dripping red. He was patched up right away, and he slept all through the day, while the colonel's daughter watched beside his bed. He woke at last and asked her if she'd send his tunic through. She brought it, and he thanked her with a nod. He bade her search the pocket, saying, "That's from Mad Karoo," and she found the little green eye of the god. She upbraided poor Karoo in the way that women do, although her eyes were strangely hot and wet. But she would not take the stone, and Karoo was left alone with the jewel that he'd chanced his life to get. When the ball was at its height on that still and tropic night, she thought of him and hastened to his room. As she crossed the barrack square, she could hear the dreamy air of a waltz tune softly stealing through the gloom. His door was open wide, with silver moonlight shining through. The place was wet and slippery where she trod. An ugly knife lay buried in the heart of Mad Karoo. 'twas the vengeance of the little yellow god. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. That was today's Wombat, The Green Eye of the Yellow God, read for you by Harry Baya. I mentioned earlier that country music can get in the mud. There's a sort of a genre of music, you could call it swamp music. So this is from the swamp music genre. Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks. That was Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks. Now we're going to switch genres and leave the swamp genre. And this is Scottish Union music. And I love the accent. This is Matt McGinn. And he's singing, If It Wasn't For the Union.
Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, we'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. I had a boss in Aberdeen, the nicest fella ever I've seen, but I think he thought I was off a green afore I joined the Union. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. A pal of mine has bought a car, a second Honda Jaguar. He'd never have travelled half as far if it wasn't for the Union. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, I'll tell you something of it true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. I had a boss, they caught Calhoun, the nicest fella in Glasgow town. Except for keeping your wages down afore we joined the Union. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, we'll tell you something of it true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the Union. I had a boss, they called him Black. He told me I could call him Jack. He was hell of a good at gin you the sack afore we joined the union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union. The bosses, they were doing fine, they'd wee wains working down the mine. And they'd have them on the assembly line if it wasn't for the union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union. I had a lass in Inverness, and she was one of the very best. We couldn't afford to marry unless I went and joined a union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union. I had a boss called Alder Dice, and he was really hell of a nice. Except for the way he loaded the dice afore we joined the union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union. Men and women, listen to me. It's time to rise up off your knee. So raise the flag of unity and forward with the union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union.
That was If It Wasn't For the Union by Matt McGinn. And I guess we're playing some protest songs today. I hadn't thought of it that way, but Richmond, north of Richmond, the Union, and then now this next one, the Chemical Workers Song by Great Big C, also known as the Process Song.
And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath, and every day are in this place, your 2 days nearer death, but you go. Well, I process man and boy, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I've worked among the spinners and I breathe the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum and it nigh on made you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn. Been working a rough fight scene enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. Hey, young men like their money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every bob made on the job you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I process man of mine, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go.
That was the Chemical Workers Song, sung by Great Big C. And next up is Roseanne Cash singing Runaway Train.
I'm worried about you.
curves around midnight aren't easy to see. Flashing red warnings unseen in the rain. This thing has turned into a runaway train. Long distance phone calls, a voice on the line. Electrical soften the time. Dynamite too is hooked on the wire, and so are the rails of American flyers. Blind boys and gamblers, they invented the blues. We'll pay up in blood when this marker comes due. To try and get off now, it's about as insane as those who wave lanterns and runaway trains.
You just heard Runaway Train, sung by Roseanne Cash. You are listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And it allows me to play songs I think are special. Here comes one of my all-time favorite country music, Picking Up Strangers by Johnny Lee. There's a real lesson for all of us in here. Picking up strangers, you never know what's going to happen. You may fall in love and change your entire life.
Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're going to try to do. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. The next thing you know, one will steal your heart away. Sometimes this old life, it seems like a highway, and it keeps rolling on and on. on that highway, you meet a lot of strangers.
Picking Up Strangers by Johnny Lee. The next song is Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters. Gretchen Peters is a Nashville artist and songwriter, and she was performing this song when it was recorded as part of the Mountain Stage show being held at the Barter Theater about, oh, I'd say 12, 15 years ago. So she wrote this song, and I spoke to her about it afterwards and told her I liked it a lot, particularly like the pedal steel. This is Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters.
Damn this lump in my throat. Damn this hole in my coat. Damn this rain that just won't quit. Damn the sorry waste of it. Damn the truth and damn these lies. Damn that look behind your eyes. Damn this day and damn this night. Damn this losing. It's not like you think it's gonna be. Not like the movies that you see. Ain't no soaring violins. Just machines. So bless these pills and bless these sheets. Bless this food that you can't eat. Bless the damned who walk these halls. God. Cause there ain't no drug that cure for the pain is the pain.
That was The Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters. Next up is Gospel. It's Daniel Prade, sung by some local musicians of the previous generation, fairly famous people, Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. I saw Doc Watson perform in Marion a number of years back. Daniel Prade.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree,
but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den
because he would not honor men.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
That was Daniel Prade, performed by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Biz Merry-Go-Round by Casey Musgrave.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different park. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay. Brother's hooked on Mary Jane. And Daddy's hooked on Mary too. Stops, nobody knows.
checks were always cashing to buy a little more distraction. 'Cause mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married, and just like us we settle.
Next is Miss Emily's Picture, sung by John Connolly.
This is Miss Emily's Picture for That Guy. I wake up in the morning in a state of fright, on the wrong side of the bed all night, clinging to the broken heart inside my head. Open my eyes and I move my hand from round her pillow to the nightstand, and straighten Miss Emily's picture by my bed. Go to the office, the work's piled up, pour three fingers bourbon in my coffee cup, and cry on my best friend's shoulder down the hall. Feel so lonely when I close the door, biting my nails and I walk the floor, and straighten Miss Emily's picture on my wall. Look out my window and what do I see? Nothing but pain looking back at me, and all that my future means to me is tossing yesterday's love out into the wind. Straighten Miss Emily's picture now and then. Leave my office and I go downtown to a little bar we all hang around. Laugh, drink beer, shoot pool, have a ball. When the laughter stops and the hurting takes hold, reach in my pocket for my billfold and show Miss Emily's picture to them all. I stagger in the house and I slam the door, scatter my clothes all over the floor, wishing I could do the same thing in my head. Drink a beer and eat a bite, and just before I turn out the light, I straighten Miss Emily's picture by my bed. Look out my window and what do I see? Nothing but pain looking back at me, and all that my future means to me is tossing yesterday's love out into the wind. Straighten Miss Emily's picture now and then. Steve Sackler on the harmonica for Miss Emily's Picture.
Thank you very much.
Red Lane song, Miss Emily's Picture.
Miss Emily's Picture, sung by John Connolly. And the last song on the show today is The Green, Green Grass of Home, sung by Porter Wagner.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre. Arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. They'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
That was The Green, Green Grass of Home, sung by Porter Wagner. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. And now it's time to end the show with our traditional audience participation time. This is where I ask you to join me to end the show. So your chance is coming up immediately. Are you ready? Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.